So first we're going to compact things, which is going to cause our volume to decrease because we're shoving everything into a smaller space. And then what we're going to do is we're going to add some glue. And this is the second step of creating a sedimentary rock. And this is called cementation, or adding cement. And so we're going to glue all this loose stuff back together again. Okay, it's kind of like when you drop your favorite vase and you got to fit all the pieces back together again, then you got to glue it back together again. So we're going from a solid to pieces and back to a solid. So when we look at the cement that we see in different sedimentary rocks, sometimes it's calcite, which usually dissolves better in cold water. And then when the water gets a little bit warmer, it precipitates back out and it makes a cement and it sticks everything together. And then we have silica, or quartz cements, that basically are the opposite. They like to dissolve when the water is warm, and then they're going to create a cement when the water gets cooler. So sometimes the different cement that you have tells you something about the history of the groundwater that has interacted with those sediments. So that's one little tiny piece of the picture that we can already see just based on the cement that is gluing the sediment together. Now, as any good geologist must do, we have to classify our sedimentary rocks. We have to give them names. And just like we did in igneous rocks, we're going to see that the way we name a sedimentary rock is going to be based on texture and composition. We're always going to come back to those two ideas when we're naming different rock types. When we look at sedimentary rocks, though, things are just a little bit different in terms of how we think about texture. So back in igneous rocks, we thought about texture as an indicator for how quickly or slowly a rock cooled. It was really just all about crystal size. Now, though, we're going to see that texture is really going to be applied more to that group of sedimentary rocks that are formed from broken down pieces of material that are all glued back together again. We call those sedimentary rocks clastic sedimentary rocks. And those are all the sedimentary rocks, from sandstones to conglomerates to siltstones, that are made up of pieces of other rock glued back together again. Then there are the chemical sedimentary rocks. These are formed by precipitation out of water. So if you recall, we talked about how we had chemical sediments that were kind of invisible and we tend to forget about them because we can't really see them. This is where they come back into play. So as you have minerals that precipitate out of water, you're going to build a whole nother set of sedimentary rocks, but you're building them as growing, precipitating from water, as opposed to smashing something with a hammer and gluing it all back together again.